Cha-Cha Technorama for Wednesday, September 14th, 2005.
Any similarities between this podcast and actual events and or persons living or dead are purely coincidental. Names have been changed to protect the innocent, and no animals were harmed in making this podcast.
This show is a proud member of
the TechPodcast.com network.
Find out more about this and other shows at
www.techpodcast.com.
TechPodcast.com.
If it's tech, it's here.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Unilateral phase detractors, cardinal gram meters, six hydrocoptic Margot vanes, conductors and fluxes, prefamulated annulite, malleable logarithmic casing, swerving bearings, panometric fan, Milford trunnions, and the facent lunar wane shaft, Lotus O deltoid type, semi-boloid slots of the stator, drawn reciprocation dingle arm, sinusoidal deplanaration, retroencabulator.
Welcome to Cha-Cha Technorama, the true way to eternal enlightenment, or at least some geek news and a good laugh. If you're a new listener, welcome to the show. Cha-Cha Technorama is the show where you get to feed your inner geek twice a week with me and my trusty co-host, Craig Stapp. How are you, Craig?
I'm okay. What do you think?
God. Oh, I can tell Napoleon Dynamite's going to be flying around the house tonight.
Yes.
Go ahead.
It's one of those days I got in a Napoleon Dynamite mood, so you'll feel it.
It's bleeding into the show.
Yeah.
If you're returning to the show, thank you for staying subscribed. We hope that you enjoy it, and we hope you tell a friend or three. We will be right back after these words from our sponsor. If you organize conference calls or hold business meetings with remote clients, you can use GoToMeeting to keep everyone on the same page and make your meetings more effective. It's helped our members at TechPodcast.com stay organized, made planning much easier, and saved us time. Best of all, it's affordable for both small and large businesses. GoToMeeting has agreed to let TechPodcast.com listeners try their web conferencing tool free for 30 days. Just visit GoToMeeting.com/TechPodcast for your free trial now. Discover how GoToMeeting can revolutionize the way you hold business meetings.
Up next, I hope you'll enjoy a skit by Pedro Sanchez.
When I came home from school, my head started to get really hot, so I drank some cold water, but it didn't do nothing, so I laid in the bathtub for a while. And I listened to Technorama, and I didn't feel so hot no more. Thanks, Chuck and Craig, for saving me from shaving my hair off again. To pay you back, I'm gonna build you a cake.
On this day in tech history for September 14th, 2005... It was on this day, in 1752, the British Empire adopts the Gregorian calendar, skipping 11 days in September. September 2nd was followed by September 14th. In 1886, typewriter ribbon was patented. Where would we be without it? And two rockets designed by the German engineer Ernst Mohr, the first German post-war rockets, reached the upper atmosphere on this date in 1958. And the following year, in 1959, the Soviet probe Luna 2 crashes onto the moon, becoming the first man-made object to reach it. I think they were sued or fined for littering. In 1984, Joe Kittinger becomes the first person to fly a hot air balloon solo across the Atlantic Ocean. And and telecommunications companies MCI Communications and WorldCom complete their $37 billion merger to form MCI WorldCom in 1998, and we all know what happened a little later. Happy birthday to Walter Koenig, Mr. Sulu from the Star Trek series. He turned 69 today. And finally, William Seward Burroughs, the American inventor, died on this day in 1898. And that's the way it was on this day in history for September 14th, 2005. Craig, a lot of people are still talking about Hurricane Katrina and the disaster and the mess it's left behind.
Yep.
And you found something on Google.
Yeah, Google actually set up a whole, like a portal for Katrina search, like in things like to donate or volunteer for housing references for people looking for places to stay and just other resources. Like Google Earth and Google Maps and stuff like that. Under the Donate and Volunteer, they have the Red Cross, America's Second Harvest, the Bush-Clinton Katrina Fund, and a bunch of stuff like that, UNICEF. And then under the Housing and Local, they have anything from Craigslist to American Job Bank and all that kind of stuff. It's great. I think it was a great idea and that they would come up with something like that.
Is it working?
I guess so. I'm looking at it. And they also have a people finder, katrinasafe.com. They have a link to that where I guess you can go look for people, you know, that have been displaced, see if your loved ones are still around or, you know, or where they're at or that kind of thing.
Okay. Cool. Now, yeah. I found an article getting into the science things. NASA has detected a 13-billion-year-old black hole. Now, according to the Big Bang theorist, the universe is only 13.7 billion years old. So this is a pretty old black hole. And when you think about it, this star must have lived fast and died hard. Because if it was burned out and collapsed to a black hole in only 700 million years, mm-hmm. That's pretty darn quick.
Was he originally with the Rolling Stones?
Who?
It rode hard, lived, died quick. Never mind.
I'm being told by the news crew that there is a huge frog in the driveway.
There is. It's scary.
Is it a toad or a frog?
I don't know. It's just sitting there.
This has nothing to do with the show, but it was fun to read anyway. Back to the stories. The Sun has a new ad campaign.
Oh my gosh, this is so funny. Like on their site, they've got some, I guess, some ads they haven't been able to run because, well, here's one of the catchphrases off the flyer. Now that's what we call an ass whooping.
I heard, you know, this is strange because Sun has traditionally been a pretty conservative company.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the other one. They're talking about stats comparing their product to Dell. Here you go. 50% faster than Dell, 66% more energy efficient than Dell, 100% more bitching than Dell.
They said that?
Yes, they did.
Oh.
Hey, here's my favorite. Benchmark studies prove that Dell sucks.
No, come on. They said that in their ad? I haven't seen them yet. I've only heard them.
It's right there on sun.com. I'm looking right at it.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm going to have to go there as soon as the show's done. That's entertainment.
I think it's great. It's hilarious.
You're listening to Technorama.
I accidentally left your mic up. That coughing came through.
Whatever.
Hey, I didn't want to hit the wrong mute buttons. This is just a really impromptu show. Let's read that article about the frog again.
Yeah. There's a big ugly frog in your driveway. Let me see if I can put on Google Map.
Film at 11. Yeah, let's drag the webcam out there. You ever get the feeling Scott Adams lives in the cube next to you? Or he has some kind of spies?
Maybe not mine, but...
Well, you read the Dilbert cartoons, you go, that just happened to us, like, last week!
Yeah.
I had one in my mailbox, and of course, Chuck was an idiot and closed down his mail before this came up. But we are putting together a whole bunch of documentation for Sarbanes-Oxley, and what comes up in the email... You know, for Sarbanes-Oxley... You have to make sure your systems are secure and everything's accountable, sure. And you know who changed what and where it goes. Well, I'm just going to read this three-panel cartoon real quick. I know that this probably doesn't translate into a podcast real well, but everybody, I think, knows who Dilbert is, or you shouldn't be listening to this Geeknorama show. Oh, Geeknorama.com is registered with Craig Stepp.
Yeah.
The manager and Dilbert and Alice are sitting at the conference room table, and the manager says, you will no longer have access to code on any server but your own. And Alice says, is it my imagination or are all these rules designed for the sole purpose of being huge inconveniences? The manager says, and starting today, all passwords must contain letters, numbers, doodles, sign language, and squirrel noises.
Squirrel noises. That's pretty funny. Hey, speaking of Dilbert, you know, I saw one today that I thought I hadn't. Off and on, I really read Dilbert, and one of them, they're in a meeting, and you know, I forget Dilbert's buddy, the bald guy.
Yeah,
he's
Wally.
Like, yeah, he's like, he says, and the reason my project isn't finished on time, and then the guy's cell phone beside him starts to ring, and he walks off to answer it out of the meeting. It's because of him.
It's like that all the time. It's like, how does he do that? The other one that's notable is Douglas E. Welch from Career Opportunities, the high-tech career handbook. He must sit on the other side of my office because I swear his podcast speaks directly to me on a timely basis. And he'll come up and talk about fear. And I go, well, that's what I was dealing with last week. And then you listen to the week after, and he talks about new opportunities. Well, yeah, I'm loaded with new opportunities right now. My job just changed a whole bunch. I'm like looking over the wall going, Douglas, are you over there? Or he's left a podcasting microphone or something.
I swear,
next week he's going to be talking about how to get management to listen to you when they don't want to listen to you. Because that's what we ran into today.
Hey, Chuck, you don't have a dog, do you?
No.
And your tie isn't turned up north, is it?
I know where you're going with that one.
Uh-huh.
Now, speaking of Napoleon, you found a couple of good clips from the Utah State Fair.
Yeah, today I saw that the UtahStateFair.com, the actual, I guess, the fair that's going on, I think, this week I saw. Anyway, they used... John Heder and I forget the other guy's name that plays Pedro, and they got them to do some ads for the Utah State Fair, and they're hilarious. And I took a couple of them and changed them into audio form for you tonight, so you're going to hear a couple of them here tonight. As a matter of fact, here's one right here.
Horses are magnificent. They can be ridden on and they can pull a sled. But did you know that the first horses were invented by Utah State Fair scientists to defend pioneer farms of old from wild Sasquatch attacks?
Who won?
What?
Who won the bet on?
Do you see any flipping Sasquatches around here? Can I have a turn?
Make a name for yourself at GoDaddy.com. Reserve your place on the net with your own .com domain or other domain name. And now at GoDaddy, each domain name includes Economy Mail, a $9.95 value free. That's your own personalized email account. Plus, listeners to this show get an additional 10% off any order. Just enter TECH3, that's TECH, and the number 3 is your source code. So head over to GoDaddy.com today.
Bonk goes the microphone.
You okay, Chuck?
I'm okay. I'm just... The ad ended and Craig and I were still talking. I was like, oh, crap!
You wake up.
That's the way it goes. Lenovo has released two new ThinkPads, and I have two old ThinkPads sitting next to me.
This is the new company that picked up the ThinkPad line from IBM, right?
Yes, Lenovo. They,
is this their first release of new?
I think so. The Z60M and the Z60T. They have widescreen format, and I don't know, but if it's just the pictures or something, but these look like tanks. They look like the old A series to me, but hey, I haven't seen any in person yet.
Yeah, I was gonna say, well, all the IBM think tanks ThinkPads look like tanks.
No, the X line is really small. It's got the little 12-inch screen. It's kind of like the IBM version of an iBook. Actually, the X are small. The T's are reasonable. The T's are slightly smaller than like a 15-inch PowerBook.
Yeah. Well, I've got an older IBM ThinkPad. I love it because it's nice and sturdy.
Yeah.
When you type on the keyboard, it doesn't like want to bow in. Like some laptops, it's great. And I saw that these had titanium covers on the outside.
They look really nice. They're sturdy.
They look sharp.
I haven't seen any pricing on them, though, yet. So I haven't gotten any real good reviews and feedback yet.
No, they look great.
On another news story, Google has rolled out a blog search. It's in beta. Are you surprised?
I think they'll wear that moniker for a while.
They've... You can find it at google.com/blog search, and it's really in direct competition with Technorati, PubSub, and all those blog search tools. I tested it out today. I searched for New Orleans and Michael Barnett, the interview we did on the 4th, and it came up with us, but it also came up with another one. What was that? The feminists and hygiene site or something? No, it was...
I was like, what? No.
No, it was femininity and psychology or something. A girl said, hey, I found this good podcast, and she linked to our site. So it was really weird where you get these links from. But I want to know how long it'll take before... you can ping Google from WordPress or Movable Type or some of those other standard tools that you do right now.
Actually, on their FAQ, I checked, and they said they didn't need that. That they were actually, once your site's set up with them, they will automatically index it.
Well, that's them coming to you to index new content. How, you think it'd be more efficient for people to ping them in the way that it's going right now?
Well, I didn't ping them, and I put up an article on my blog, and it showed up. I saw it just a little while ago.
So did you have to register your blog somewhere?
No, it was already there. They said if you went to... excuse me. I'm sorry.
Got a frog in my throat. Ribbit.
Excuse me. Let's see. Ping. Not oing. Ping. I said, how do I get my blog listed? If your blog publishes a site feed to any format and automatically pings an update server such as weblogs.com, we should be able to find it and list it. So any of those sites like the, what's the one I'm using? The Pinggoat or whatever it's called. And there's
Ping-O-Matic.
Ping-O-Matic's another one. Anyway, any of those, and it should pick up. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is Mark Shepard, and whenever I'm in podcast land, I listen to Chuck and Craig at Chuck Chat Technorama, the place where 101 is just a way of life.
All right, I'm sorry, Craig, I cut you off. That was cruel of me.
Sorry, actually what I was going to say was on Ping-O-Matic and... I think it's Pinggoat. That's the one I got set up in mine. Anyway, they list, they have a list of sites that are recently updated.
Mm-hmm.
So as you ping them, then the list kind of rotates out, and that's probably where Google's looking at.
Boy, I swear I had this all set up before the show, but apparently not everything's all set up. We got that other Napoleon Dynamite clip to play.
Go for it.
I like this one. I think I like this one better.
This is Napoleon Dynamite speaking and his best friend Pedro.
Hello, everyone.
Do you like fun? If yes, then visit the Utah State Fair for tons of spellbinding events like rodeos, demolition derbies, ultimate fighting.
Are there ninjas?
Heck yes. Ninjas are all around us, practicing their deadly art of invisibility. Why else do you think I constructed this killer pair of nunchucks?
Those are corn dogs on some string.
Yeah, but the dang ninjas don't know that.
Hey, Napoleon, are there ninjas even in the restroom?
Why? Do you have to go?
Well, I can hold it.
All your wildest dreams will come true at the Utah State Fair.
Visit UtahStateFair.com. Thank you.
Pedro's on there, he's in a little trouble.
I'm going to have to go watch the movie when we get done. Hey, we got a special announcement. There'll be a quiz in this week's Slice of Sci-Fi show. I think it's number episode number 24. Up to 150 people. That's 150 people can win two passes. I'm sorry, and admit two pass to see 75 in Phoenix and 75 in Tucson, Arizona. They can. All right. On the Slice of Sci-Fi, 150 people can win admit two passes at 75 in Phoenix and 71 in Tucson to go see the Serenity movie. The catch is you have to be there physically and present in the theaters to get your prize and see the movie. So check out the Slice of Sci-Fi. It comes out Thursday, I believe. Check out the quiz and see if you can win. If you live in Arizona, you know, go check out the movie. I'm ready to see that movie.
I want to go just to go get some. If I want some tickets, I'd consider flying there. You can get their podcast at sliceofscifi.com. Just how it sounds.
That's right.
This is Dr. Pamela Gay from Slacker Astronomy, and you're listening to Chuck Tomasi on Chuck Chat.
I knew we weren't going to talk about this, but we can't let it go anyway. What are your feelings on this whole eBay buying Skype thing? Just real quick feedback.
I just don't want Skype to change. I think it's interesting that somebody like eBay would buy it. They certainly have the money for it.
It's an interesting direction for them to go.
Yeah, I read that most likely what they're trying to do is set it up where you can call the seller directly, you know, and I guess either ask questions or communicate with them as soon as the sale is over, so or your auction's over.
Should make it real easy to buy more Skype out minutes.
You bid on them?
No, you don't bid on them, but you know how you're in Skype and you go buy more minutes, and it just goes cha-ching on your PayPal account.
Yeah, and I think that was the other thing is they're trying to work on micropayments also with PayPal. So I don't know if somehow minutes, micropayments, talking to the seller, somehow.
So you wouldn't have to buy like a lot of, you know, 10 euros worth of minutes. You could just talk and talk and talk, and it'll bill you as you use them.
You could probably do that, yeah, sure.
That'd be interesting. Okay, and then real quick, another quick feel. You heard the news that Microsoft has at least 7 versions of Vista?
Yeah, I don't know about that. They don't have that many versions of XP, but
well, they've got Home, Professional, there's a mobile version, there's quite a few actually.
Yeah, I guess so. Then, and they also got that scaled down version for that light version in Asia or wherever, didn't they? Well, maybe I'm wrong. Okay.
Did you see the article by John C. Dvorak?
Yeah, I started flipping through this. He's got the Vista Kitty edition, the porn edition, the kitchen edition, the mod edition.
I thought that was pretty funny.
You know, I did see somebody was talking about, hey, if Microsoft does come out with that many versions, that that could help out the Linux group.
It's just going to be a pain in the... Well, the how many versions of Linux are there?
Well, that's different.
Is it?
Yeah, sure it is.
Is it?
Well, I mean, really, any one you get, the software is the same. I mean, some of them are easier to install than others, but I don't know.
How come vendors only certify their software on certain distributions?
What are you talking about?
Like, well, you talk to some of these commercial vendors, and they say, we run on Linux. Oh, by the way, it's got to be Red Hat and Enterprise 3.0.
That's because Red Hat has the money to be able to have a HAL list, you know, hardware app list.
Oh, well, we might have to dig into that one a little more next time.
Yeah, come on, man. I'm ready to take you to the mat. Defend my Linux.
I'm not defending Windows. Are you crazy? I'm just saying that it's going to make patching more of a nightmare.
What, for Linux?
No, for Windows, if they've got all these different SKUs.
I think the biggest problem is probably going to be, well, which version do I need? You know, somebody that know what, you know.
Right, yeah. It's like, send out one distribution and turn on features as they're licensed. You know, if your magic key says HKXKP, you know, that translates into, don't enable networking or something. Mm-hmm. They could have done it a little more intelligent.
Yeah, and then somebody will hack it, and they'll turn on all those features anyway, like they did in Home Edition. Because the Home Edition is basically the same, except for a couple of features, which a couple of nicely placed register keys, you can get the same features back.
All right, we were supposed to talk about that topic shortly. Doesn't sound like a good idea to me. Thumbs up or thumbs down, Craig? Lots of different flavors of XP.
Thumbs medium.
Oh, you know what the other on this day in tech history was? It was on this day in 1999? 2000. Oh, I can't remember which year. I think it was 2000. That Windows ME was released!
And that was a black spot, wasn't it? Your frog is more interesting than that.
Donna took a picture. I should look.
You know what? I never ran ME. I stuck with 98 till
I never ran ME, passed. ME either.
I stuck with 98 until ME passed. Oh, gosh, what a... Never mind.
It's a toad. I looked on the digital camera. It's a toad.
It's a wart.
let's go.
All right.
Take us out.
All right. Well, listen, everybody. Please forgive us for this show. We'll do better next time.
You know, you never can tell, because the ones that we think are real stinkers and stumble all over, people go... Oh, that was pretty good. You know, when you guys talked about this, that, and the other thing, and, you know, we stumble. This is podcasting. It's not professional radio. We are rank amateurs. We are geeks. We've been doing this for, what, a whole 5 months?
The writing's on the wall. Anyway.
I'm just saying, cut us some slack. If you like the show, you like it. If you want to laugh, you laugh. If you want to feel like you're sitting at the lunch table with us in the cafeteria, here we are talking to you.
Hey, where's my sandwich?
Stupid machine took my money.
Stupid machine. Anyway, you can get in touch with us at the listener line and tell us how much you liked or disliked the show at 206-222-CHAT. You can email Chuck at chuck@chuckchat.com, or you can email me at keyboardmonkey@gmail.com. And don't forget, along with the .coms, check out chuckchat.com for plenty of swag, our links, the webcam, and show notes, and whatever. We use paper towels in the bathroom.
What? Do you have any closing thoughts?
We'll do better next time.
Let's give them a binary high five.
101, y'all.
Thanks for listening.
See ya.
Again. Yeah. Bye.